I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. In Georgia, over 140 teenagers and children as young as 9 years old have committed suicide over the past 3 years. That's according to the Georgia Child Fatality Review Panel. Well, now a state organization has released a series of public service announcements to address the rising problem of youth suicide. Yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal announced the release of a series of PSAs that feature interviews with young suicide survivors.
It may seem like rough right now, and it may seem like you're all alone, but you're never alone.
You're not the only one who has this problem. Other kids have the problem. And by working together, you can get through it.
Deal says funds have been set aside in the proposed fiscal 2019 budget to further support suicide prevention efforts. A Senate committee is considering a new religious liberties proposal aimed at adoption agencies. This plan is sponsored by Republican Senator William Ligon Jr. It would allow agencies that create taxpayer funding to refuse to place children with LGBT couples if they cite religious beliefs. Supporters, including several faith-based organizations, say the measure would allow for more adoption agencies to operate, which would increase the number of overall adoptions. But the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia says the bill would allow state-sanctioned discrimination. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations is searching for answers after five inmates died inside Fulton County Jail in a 75-day period. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the jail's former health care provider, the Morehouse School of Medicine, is now defending itself.
Late last year, three Fulton County inmates committed suicide after suffering from opioid withdrawal. Two more inmates passed away from unrelated medical complications. These deaths led to the termination of the prison's health care contract, which was jointly managed by the Morehouse School of Medicine. According to CBS 46, the GBI is investigating the deaths to determine any criminal wrongdoing. Fulton County Chief Jailer Mark Adger places the blame on Morehouse, claiming the school was not qualified to handle correctional health care. In a statement, Morehouse called the claims, quote, unproven assertions. Alabama-based NAFCARE assumed control of the jail's health operations last month. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Morehouse School of Medicine is an underwriter of GPB. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Orlando Magic last night by a final score of 100-98. With just a week remaining before the NBA All-Star break, Atlanta is in a three-way tie for the worst record in the league. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.